woe. Come back from an intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision. Welcome to KV, the best podcast in the world. Hey, listen, hear what I'm trying to say. Yeah, we've got a lot to get through, so let's just get to it. Straight, no riffraff. Let's just get straight to it. Yeah, straight to the point. KV, Women's World Cup questions. I don't even know if I was meant to read that out, but I just read it out. You get me? Straight. Has your opinions on women's football changed since the last show? Man's reading slow because, man, you get me? The school thing was kind of long. But yeah, no. Simple. Techers, everything off. I'm not like, everybody can say what they want to say and everybody's talking. But come on, man. Like, really? You got Beckham on the team telling them, good luck and this, that and the other. Beckham. Big ass. What is he? A knight or something? What is he? Did he get knighted? He's one of them. OBE, something, he's something. MBE, he's one of them. You've got big him. This game's a shambles. And you've got big him. Big bad bets. Whipping balls when he's the heyday. Yeah? Tackers, you've got him, telling the flipping women's game, good luck, and, you know, it just looks dumb, bruv. Like, anybody that can see, and ain't flipping, getting gassed by this whole push of women's football and equal rights, and, bruv, you're not equal in the football department. I'm not asked what anybody says. Oh, shit. Man had the charger with the extension lead up on the thing and the extension lead fell. So that was the noise, innit? No. Not one bit has my opinions changed. Do you get what I'm saying? Come on, man. Like, anybody can see. Do you know what I mean? Anybody who knows anything about football, from Sunday League up, anybody who's played, anybody who's got a good, you don't even have to play, you just have a good knowledge and know about ball and whatever, and just kick it back with your mates. You know if your mates had a bad touch. You know if your mate in the park ain't got no techers. Same thing here. We know you lot ain't got no, there is no, come on, brother, you don't look awkward. It looks dumb. Do you get what I'm saying? And then you got big, flipping knights and OBEs and big man who scored a trailer load of goals. Techers, man. Coming in on the TV and saying, well done. They've got my brethren, Ian Wright, on the thing saying, well done, this, that and the other. Yeah, couple things was okay. That white goal the other day was kind of techie. Do you get what I'm saying? But other than that, do you get what I'm saying? Like, all the passing and all that movement, the controlling of ball, like, all of this is just off, man. Like, you can't tell me it's on point. Nobody can tell me it's on point. Because it ain't on point. I've kicked ball. I know, man, that can kick ball. It is not on point. If I played like that back in the day, you man would be chatting hella shit. And played like that. Any man played like that back in the day. Yeah? Any man played like that back in the day who's a pro and retired on this, that and the other and who's listening to this. Yeah? Yeah? Even you, man, that's still in the game now. You lot are chatting shit, and you know you're chatting shit. Simple. Beep this out all you want. You, man, are chatting shit, and you know you're chatting shit. You, man, are still in the game now, yeah? Right? And you, man, might even have the girls underneath you lot playing this, that, and the other, rare, running in and out of the club, using the gym, and this, that, and the other. I don't really know what goes on nowadays because I'm not involved. But you lot are chatting shit. Yeah? You lot can't really get involved in a conversation because obviously you lot are going to buck into them in and around the ground. They come to the games to watch certain things, this, that and the other, rare, tear. You lot got to turn up to some of their games. You can't really chat shit because you lot are going to, you lot interact with them. But you lot are chatting shit. Simple. You lot are chatting shit because you lot know. You lot ain't making a starting 16 if you lot are playing like that. 100%. So we're not equal. Simple.
I mean,
This World Cup here, this Women's World Cup here has just showed me, yeah? Because the gas I was getting, I was thinking, bruh, you lot must be on stuff compared to, like, how we seen it back in the day. Do you get me? But a couple games in, a team all got 12 or something, 13. I don't even know how many they got. They got some hella score. Double figures anyway. Do you get what I'm saying? In a World Cup. Man, you lot are taking a mick, bruv. Simple. You don't mind hearing my kids in the background, but it's real like that. Yeah, I mean, ain't no studio or nothing like that. Man's in their shed and the kids are outside on the trampoline. But it's real like that. Yeah? But like I was saying, heading up to this thing here, even though I seen the girls playing in the season and it was still shit, the gas I was getting, I was thinking, bro, these foreigners must be on stuff. Because I know the girls over here ain't really on stuff because we've been watching. They've been forcing it on us, BT Sport. You get me? You flick off to BT Sport, all of a sudden, women's FA Cups on me. You're thinking, huh? You get me? At Kingstonian's ground. And you're thinking, oh my God! You get me? Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, bruh, these lot must be on stuff. Watch the thing. Couple games in, a team got 13 or 14. I don't even know how much it was, but it was double figures, bruv. And I was just thinking, this is flipping dead. You get me? The excuse was, it was a team, they just got together. They just got together and all that, you get me? You gotta let them pass still. Dead! Was there a 0-0? Has there been a 0-0 in the World Cup so far? Fucking hell, Kaz. Hit me! There's no defense, Kaz. But I wanna know, yeah? And if there is, how many 0-0s has there been? Man need to know that, bruv. Simple. Man need to know that. And you can say, it was there any 0-0s in the World Cup, this, that, and the other. I don't even know, bruv, but I know the man, them are techie, so certain things have to happen. You hear me? You hear me? When man are whipping in the balls, they're techie, so it has to flipping happen. You get what I'm saying? This thing here is just bare mistakes, cuz. Bare mistakes, bare errors. Bare errors. Man, I got to kick the ball and clear the ball. The ball skimming off the other foot and hitting the post and going in and all of that stupidness. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. Do you think attendances at women's games in the UK will increase? Why is it going to increase? I don't understand why that in question. We didn't win no World Cup. There's no parade. You get me? So, why is it going to increase? What, because they reach the little semis and all that? Dead up, cuz. Dead. I don't know. I ain't gang. So, anybody who's listening to this, let me know if you lot are gang, innit? Because I ain't gang. Regardless of what, I ain't gang. Even if they won the World Cup, I won't be gang. Simple. So, I don't know how it's going to increase. Do you get me? But I've seen a couple of you dons railing, and saying these girls and this, that, and the other, rare. Seen a couple of tweets, you lot smell, cuz. A listener's question. Who's fitter, Estelle Johnson or Alex Morgan? Oh, bruv. Natasha Trundle, soon to be Natasha Knight. All of that next thing, I don't really know about that. Fuck all of that, bruv. I don't know, and I don't care. I don't even know who these people are, to be honest. I'm sure I've heard of that Alex. No, I ain't even heard of Alex Morgan. It was the other Alex who was having beef with on the net one time. I don't even know if that's her. I don't care, to be fair. I'm going to pass that question because I don't really care about all that. I got my gal. I'm really looking at gal like who's fitter and all that. I don't know who put that in. Why would you put that in? Why would you put that into me? I don't understand why you would put that in. I don't really understand. And why would you even... You should have just not even put that thing up. That's dead. Do you get me? Got my girl, she's in the yard now. I'm just at the back. Chilling. Doing KV. Best podcast in the world. Think of Frank Lampard becoming Chelsea manager. But it's better than some average foreigner coming over and installing some dead tactics. Nearly dropped the phone, sorry. It's better than some foreigner, some average foreigner coming over and installing some dead tactics. Because who's really out there? Do you get what I'm saying? Better bring your own in and you get me? Let him try a team, but I don't know how it's going to end. Congratulations and good luck to him, but I don't know how it's going to end, but let's just see. Obviously, we're going to see. Season coming up, season soon kick off. Do you get what I'm saying? So, boy, obviously they're going to throw some peas at him. He's going to buy a couple players here and there, but can they compete? City, Liverpool. Do you get what I'm saying? Can they compete? It's exciting. That's all I know. If you're a Chelsea fan, it's exciting. Because you know he banged goals. Regardless of what you want to say, you can say he was slow and this and that and whatever. Yeah? And rare. But he banged goals. Goal after goal after goal after goal after goal from midfield. So you know they're on this attacking team next season. You know. But, can they compete, cuz? You know what I'm saying? Can they compete? I don't even know. But we're going to see. Come season time, I don't care either. You get me? I'm on this straight gooners. But right now, we're looking kind of... I don't even know what's wrong with us right now. We ain't got no peas, nothing. You get me? Man, just in the transfer market with no peas, cuz. We've got bare questions, but I just need to get this out. Arsenal Football Club. This is KV. Hashtag KV. The best podcast in the world. Arsenal Football Club. When I put this out, I'm going to add you to the team. Bros, please. Have we got peas? Because if you just come out and say we've got no peas, yeah, then man, we're not going to stop supporting. Man's still going to buy the shirt and all of that. But if you've got no peas, come out and say you've got no peas. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't have us in, like, you get what I'm saying? Talking about Harry Maguire. I was going to say Jerry Maguire. Coming out and saying we've got Harry Maguire. We're going to grab him. Do you get me? And I'm thinking, how are we going to grab him? And they want X amount for him, and we wanted him, and it was a shorter price, and we couldn't get him because we weren't bidding no more. Because we had no peas, they were saying. So, I don't understand. Have we got peas, or have we not got peas? Because if we've got no peas, then we'll understand. But if you're saying there's peas there, where's the bids? We want to know where the bids are. Because right now, it's all man of inquiring and... Kenny! Man of inquiring and... There might be a link up and... A scout said this and... Do you get me? There's no confirmation. See United sign, man. You get me? He's in a taxi with his family on the way up to United. I can't see none of that for us. There's a link from flipping Sky Sports. Come on, man. Please. Please. If there's no peas, I'm adding you in this. Still, when you put this up, yeah, at Arsenal in this team. Arsenal, if there's no peas, just say there's no peas. Don't have us out here thinking we're going to sign this one, that one, and whoever, and we ain't got no peas. Just say there's no peas. If there's peas, we want to see bids. Simple. Solid bids. No inquiries. No this, that and the other. Yeah? No, a scout's got to go and do this and that. And an agent's got to do this. And there's some add-ons and all of this. And rare. We want to see confirmed solid bids. Yeah? If there's peas. But if there's no peas, like I said, we're still going to support. We're still going to buy shirts. We're still going to be there. Don't worry. But if there's no peas, just tell us there's no peas because I'm fed up with the banter on the TL, cuz. A listener's question. What happened between you and Under the Kosh? Bruv. So, I've done the podcast now, yeah? And first and foremost, they was doing certain things like putting out the podcast link and not adding man to the team. I'm thinking to myself, bro, do you get me? This was before anything, yeah? Before anything this was. So I'm thinking, bruh. So I messaged man live on the TL. What, you man are moving this funny and not at him, man. I don't know if anybody who follows me in that will remember. I tweeted. Then man, they came back with, it's an automated thing, this, that, and the other, rear. Well, which is fair enough, no problem. So he said, when we put out our thing properly, we're going to at you. So I said, all right, cool, no problem. Which they did. Yeah? Not going to say they didn't. Listen, you know me, I ain't going to say a man did something and rare and shine spice the thing. This is how it went. Yeah? So anyway, I get to the podcast now. Everything's cool, you know. I do the podcast. You get me? Nobody's chatting, though. You get me? I'm there. You know my character already. I'm not like this on the flipping podcast. And in real life, you don't see me and I'm moving like a mouse. I don't move like that. How I am is how I am. Do you get what I'm saying? So I get in there, bang. My thing must have just flipping. Not intimidate. I'm going to say intimidate, bruv. Come on, man. I'm nearly 5 foot six and a half with Air Forces on. So I'm not really intimidating no one. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah? But my persona, you get me? What was beating off of me, they couldn't really handle it. They didn't really have to take, man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, that goes with a lot of people. Yeah, so it's nothing new to me. So I just sit down, I'm just being me. Then, man, they said, what do you want to drink? This, that, and the other. They said, oh, a cup of tea here, a cup of coffee, blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the other. Next man ordered a green tea, blah, blah. I think it was, I don't even know. It might have been a green tea, might not have been. But anyway, it was some sort of tea. Yeah? I said, give me a bud. Then, man, the one man looked at the next man. The next man looked at the next man. Bud, yeah? Yeah, I say, yeah, send me a bud. You get me? So anyway, bud came out. Man busted with their teeth. Bam. Podcast continue. Nobody saying nothing, you know? Everybody's straight face as well. Until man, drops a little joke in between or, you get me? They find something a little bit funny or whatever and then they start laughing and blah, blah. No one was beating off questions and saying nothing to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So anyway, podcast done. Bam, they put out the podcast. Bam, hit the airwaves. Bam, does numbers. It's on YouTube, doing whatever. Yeah? Don't even know where it's at right now. Yeah? If it's still up. But I'm going to tell you about that a little bit, if it's still up a bit, in a minute. So they do a breakdown of the thing after. Oh, aside from me, I'm not there. They do, there's three of them. Couple ex-pros and some next little board guy. Yeah, so they do like a breakdown and a brief of the podcast. Aside from me together. So anyway, I'm in the group chat now, my group chat. With my people, yeah. And one of them comes in and goes, brother, why are these under the cross people on? So I said, what do you mean, bruv? Because when I'm doing my thing with the podcast, nobody was saying nothing. So I'm thinking, what do you mean? So I'm thinking someone must have dropped a tweet or something. So I'm thinking, what do you mean, bruv? My next person comes in. Yeah? Bro, they kind of thrown you under the bus still. Because man are chatting. And I don't know if, boom, sent me the link. So I've clicked the link now. And I'm listening and I'm thinking, rah, these men are giggling, laughing. Oh, yeah, you were scared of him, weren't you? No, I weren't scared of him, the little midget. Right. I was thinking to myself, none of this energy was coming towards me when I was in front of anybody. Yeah? None of this energy was coming towards me. It was all quiet, drinking tea, and everybody was sitting down. I was the one who was getting up and all that. None of this energy was coming towards me. I'm hearing more like little sly, little whatever, this, that, and the other. So I hit them up on the WhatsApp. And I say to them, yo, what's going on? What's all this? It's just a flipping breakdown of rare, and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking to myself, but when you're breaking other things down, there ain't none of this chat. I went through a couple of their brief breakdowns and briefs on the little past flipping podcast. Yeah, they bust a couple jokes, but there weren't none of this, do you get what I'm saying? So anyway, I kind of said to him, yo, you might need to take down a podcast still. So he was like, oh, no, because and blah, blah, blah. We wasn't taking the piss. I mean, I've got this all this written down. We wasn't taking the piss. It's just a little banter we have. So I'm thinking to myself, right, I said to him, like, bro, why didn't you not come with this when I was there? Because I could have all said you, man, were scared of man. And one was about 6'3". Yeah? Because nobody was saying nothing. Yeah? At that point there. Come the breakdown now. Come the breakdown. Everybody's frying crud. Everybody's frying corn. Everybody's chatting. Everybody's giggling and laughing and this, that, and the other. Calling man this, that, and whatever. So I'm trying to get in contact with this guy again. This guy ain't picking up his phone. So I'm there ringing off his phone. I think I even showed it on Twitter. I deleted the tweets now because I didn't give a shit. Yeah? He comes back with some busting jokes. Like to say, ah, oh, bloody hell, you're worse than me bird. Pretty good joke and that, if things weren't as serious as flipping man was taking it. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah? So, what man, I didn't even reply to him. I switched it on to the WhatsApp. I said, what's this flipping polite? He said, oh, mate, I'm working. So, the energy ain't the same again. Oh, mate, I'm working. Sent me a picture of where he was working. Like, I didn't ask for no picture. This, that, and the other. I don't finish to whatever. I'll give you a call. So, anyway, he finished work. He did call me. I told him I want the podcast done. Because you lot are taking a piss. Simple. Yeah? Right? And he was like, oh, I don't know if I can take it down. You know, we send it. Bruv, it was a whole heap of riffraff. Yeah? And then he was saying, oh, we're going to email them to take it down, but it might take a while and this, that. Ah, oh, bruv. Ah, oh, mate, listen. But basically, along them lines there, that's what happened. Yeah? That's exactly what happened. Simple. They was trying to take the piss. Yeah? But I don't know if they know I was going to listen to it or whatever, yeah? My GC brought me in, I listened to it, and I thought they was taking a piss. So I asked them to take it down, and then flipping, everything kicked off from there, really. I was on the TL, acting up. Do you know what I'm saying? Fuck them anyway, bruv. Simple. Come on, my thing was popping on there. There's a couple other good things, a few other good things, I ain't going to lie, but... Then, man, for how my team dropped and all of that, you lot trying to take the piss after and all of that, and you lot weren't taking the piss when I was there. I don't care who thinks or whatever you caught feelings. Yeah, I catch feelings, bruv. What? Do you get what I'm saying? That's what I said to him as well. You need to cut. He said, calm down, man, blah, blah, blah. They said, nah, I'm not calming down. You lot are trying to take the piss. Do you get me? I'm here giving you real facts and there, and you're telling me you don't know if you believe the story on your brief breakdown of the flipping podcast. These times you're not questioning no other man's things on the team. Fuck off, bruv. Are you mad? Do I look like a flipping dickhead, bruv? Listeners question. How much? Alright, thanks for the questions, listeners, though. Yeah, keep them coming throughout. Don't even watch nothing. Anytime you got a question, anytime something pops off, we'll add it in. Yeah? Add your at as well. We'll add your at to the flipping when we tweet it out. Because we tweet out sometimes in bits like part one and this, that, and the other, or blah, 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 and rare. You get me? So we'll add you. If we add your thing to the podcast, we'll add your at as well. So throw your at in there. Yeah, we'll add your at and say this is the listeners, this is so and so's question, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah? But this is the listeners' question. How much do you think Zaha is worth? Bruv, you know what? You know the worst thing is? I don't even know. Do you know why? Because there's a couple man who's been bought and I don't even know. Like, I don't know how they've been bought for that amount of peas. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the inflation's so mad, you can't even tell what a man's worth right now. Do you get me? A question popped up one time and said, "How on the TL, how much do you think you'd be worth right now? Fam, if I was in my prime right now, yeah, prime, like, I'd say prime was what? Like, when I first touched Brighton. Like, if I knew within my, it weren't my prime, but if I knew when I was feeling good, when I just left Chelsea, like, flame, them times there. And they had, what, cunt? Ah, I was speaking to my old man the other day. My old man was like, boy, come rope time, you know, because right now, you hear me? I was thinking, man touched 125 bags one time on a transfer because fucking pissed off, bruv, right now. Telling you, but you get me? Man did it. Man wanted to do something when they was young. Man did it. Can't complain. Live as well. Get me? Live. You feel me? Playing on Sky Sports. Live. Beer time. Hey, couple man's in the end. Watching man like, that's all man wanted. That's all man wanted. You get what I'm saying? That's all man wanted, bruv. Just to get on the field and go, bang, score, and go, run off. That man did on the grass when man was growing up with their mates. But just wanted to do it on a scene and just have a crowd go nuts. You get me? That was man's... I should have had bigger, but that was all man wanted, guys. It sounds mad, but that's all man wanted, was that. The ball to come over and be lash it in, guys, and go, wah! You know when you catch your volley and it goes... And you don't even know how to celebrate. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's all man wanted, bruv. And man did that. Do you get me? A man did that for beer clubs. So whatever the next man wants to say, they can say. But man, as a youngster, man wanted to do something. As an adult, man did it. End of story. But like I was saying, how much do I think people are worth nowadays? No, man. Clubs are slapping anything on players. And then adding on a next thing if they get certain amount of appearances, goals, this, that and whatever and blah, blah, blah. I think that add-on should be just void. What is that add-on? Like, they're not playing for you no more if they score a certain amount of goals for a next team. That's dead. Do you get what I'm saying? Pay peas up front, yeah, or half the peas and done. That's it. Certain amount of peas at this time. So, like, so if a man's 60 mil... We want 30, if both clubs agree to it, yeah? We want 30 mil now, yeah? And 30 in 2021. Simple. Done. Or if they agree to it, we want the 60 now. Done. There's no add-on, there's no this, there's no that. Bring your add-on into the transfer fee, yeah? Right? So if the add-on's flipping, if a man's getting bought for flipping 45 mil, yeah? And the add-on's 5 mil. Yeah? Fuck the add-on. He's now transfer fees 50 million. Simple. Done. Then there's no riff-raff.